Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to episode 6 of our 2019 Avian Awards podcast, the series where we break down all of the categories for the Avian Awards, which happen later this month. This is episode 6. If you'd like to listen to 1 through 5 and get a breakdown of what we're doing and hear some of the other things we've already done, go ahead and give those a listen. As always, love your feedback. You can follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over there, or drop me an email, roger@rogerviews.com, or just click on the feedback button if you're listening to this on the website. If you happen to be checking it out on YouTube, like and subscribe. We keep it a little clean over there, but you can always check out some other videos on rogerviews.com. If you're following along, avn.com/awards nominees. We'll give you that list. We're just getting close to the halfway point here. Last episode, we had some great feedback from a listener. So if I get more of that, we'll kind of venture off. But for now, we're going to cover quite a few categories, so I will get to it. Best Lewd Propositions Movie. This is kind of a newish category. I mean, they've been around forever, but they're actually recognizing it as a separate category. I think it's kind of in the same vein as, you know, Babysitter movies are big for a while, and Taboo movies are big for a while. Now we've got the Lewd Proposition. The Allowance from Pure Taboo, Backseat Bangings, Mofos, Bang Bust 73 from Bang Bros, Banging the Nanny from Visions, Busting the Babysitter from Porn Pros, Creepy Blackmail from Blackmailed, Evil Blackmail, also from Blackmailed, Freak in the Streets 2 from Reality Kings, Girl Under Arrest, Adult Time, I Got Fucked by My Probation Officer, Lethal Hardcore, great title there. Not for Sale, Kelly Madison, The Psychiatrist, Pure Taboo, Public Sex Adventures by Mofos, Shoplifter 3 from Crave, and XXX Pawn from Two Thumbs. Again, these are all negotiation movies. You know, the sex for money fantasy is certainly there. There's a little coercion sometimes, a little blackmail, obviously, the two blackmailed movies. Those are really good movies. I wonder if they'll cancel each other out. Bang Bus 73, the Bang Bus stuff is always fun. You know, it was one of the original reality porn series. I remember answering a few emails from the beginning from people who had seen it on the web. Have you seen this? Do you think it's real? And of course it's not. But the fact that people thought that it might have been was actually interesting. And we haven't had that in porn for a while, that sort of realistic, or at least makes you wonder a little bit. And that's kind of what they go for in some of these others. XXX Pawn is a pawn shop, obviously, where the women go in. They need some money. They don't have enough. You go, you know, back room, a little sex video. Shoplifter, obviously, is a little more coercion. You know, if you're going to get in trouble if you don't have sex, that kind of stuff. The Public Sex Adventures is a different vibe. You know, I Get Fucked by My Probation Officer is what you think it is. So there's some different types here, but it's funny, there's almost, you could almost change Lewd Propositions Movie to, you know, Best Blackmail Movie, the way it's going here. Best Makeup and a Taboo Parody, Carnal Wicked Pictures, The Curse, XXX, Adam and Eve, Deadpool, Axel Braun, Dragon Boob Z from Wood Rocket, Fantasy Factory, Wastelands, Han Solo, Digital Playground, I Know You Fucked Last Halloween, Burning Angel, Jurassic Wood from Wood Rocket, Never Forgotten Wicked, Nevermore Digital Playground, Pleasureville Digital Playground, Squirt Woman Wasteland, Elegant Angel, Trashy Love Story, Trenchcoat, and Whorecraft Lethal Hardcore. Like a lot of the categories, what are you looking for here? Are you looking for makeup that really stands out? Or are you looking for something that's more subtle? And that's interesting because most of these obviously are special effects type makeup. But in Carnal, not as much. The all-girl, all-Asian scene comes to mind. It was just striking. The makeup was fantastic. You know, the stuff they did for Pleasureville, for Digital Playground, was really impressive. Squirt Woman Wasteland, the whole movie, looked pretty amazing. The Burning Angel stuff is always good. They always do really cool makeup. But then again, you've got, you know, the Jurassic Wood or the Han Solo parody. Cursed had some nice makeup in it. Honestly, I think I would go with Carnal in this one just because it added to the look of the movie beautifully. I really liked it. Best male newcomer, you guys know this by now, one of my least favorite categories. And no offense to the guys, congratulations to all of you. You know, but seriously, by the time we get to know who a male performer is, they've been in the business a long time. It takes a while to get to know them, unless you're someone like last year, like Dredd, okay? You know, you plop a 14-inch dick down. That's one thing. But generally speaking, it takes the guys a little longer. Indiana Bones, Cash Boss, Sterling Cooper, Little D, Dustin Darling, Oliver Flynn, Johnny Goodluck, Quentin James, Connor Kennedy, Jason Love, Brad Newman, Sam Schock, Louis Smalls, Brad Sterling, and Zach Wild. Zach Wild has a couple nominations, or has been in a couple nominated scenes. He's good. Connor Kennedy's good. He's done a lot of kind of pro-am stuff getting around. Johnny Goodluck I've seen in a few scenes. This to me is a one-person race. Jason Love's a great performer, good-looking guy, big dick. I don't see how anybody else comes close. And there's some good names here, some people you've seen, but honestly, it feels like, you know, you could have cut this down to like three people, to be perfectly honest. Best marketing campaign, company image. This is always kind of fun, just to kind of see. It's a lot of the same companies, obviously. They have good marketing departments, good PR departments. Adam and Eve, Brazzers, Digital Playground, Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, Girlfriends, Girls Way, Groovy, Jules Jordan, Mile High, New Sensations, Pure Taboo, Vixen Media, Wicked, and Wood Rocket. A lot of these are big hitters, have been big hitters for a long time. As far as company image, Evil Angel always stands out. So does Jules Jordan. Wicked is definitely all class. I gotta say, I think Vixen has done a great job of making themselves stand out. All the Lansky stuff stands out. I think Vixen as a brand has really grown and taken off, and they've done a great job of marketing. Girlfriend Films always is good too. Jules Jordan, same thing. But I think maybe this year Vixen probably top. Best marketing campaign individual project. And, you know, by the way, I haven't mentioned, but voting is closed. As far as I know, my ballot's complete and I already turned it in. So any of this now, any feedback you guys give me is sort of post. It's not going to influence anything, but yeah, I did finally finish. It took about 3 weeks of anywhere from 8 to 20 hours of watching just a ton of stuff. I've seen so much. It's really difficult to keep going with new stuff, but gotta keep going. Best marketing campaign individual project. This one to me is always a little more fun because you kind of take a look and see what one thing really stood out. Abigail from Tushy, they did a great job. That movie is fantastic. The box cover art is great, and they did it well. An MTV documentary, We Are Many. Angela by Darko. And a Taboo parody, Bonnie Rotten, The Comeback, Curse Triple X, Fallen 2, Angels and Demons, Hamilton, I Am Angela, Lisa Ann Back for More, Metal Massage, Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Princes, A Decade of Desire, Talk Derby to Me, and Weight of Infidelity. Like I said, Abigail really impressed me. Angela by Darko is a great movie. I think it was outshined from a marketing standpoint by I Am Angela, which is the documentary slash awesome gonzo thing. Again, starring Angela from Evil Angel. So those two, I think I Am Angela kind of outshined it. The Bonnie Rutten comeback was big for a bit, but it I'm not sure that they pushed it very hard. The Cursed had a nice campaign to it. Possession of Mrs. Hyde as well. I think the movie is better than even the marketing push. We'll get to that later in other podcasts. Talk to Everybody to Me is a nice little project. The Weight of Infidelity is kind of my dark horse here. Because it is a very different project, because it mainstreamed some BBW themes, also was fairly emotional and hard to watch at times. And they really, I think they did a great job of kind of presenting it. And I think that one's going to give I Am Angela a run for its money. But again, I think I Am Angela is such a big project, and it's important for the industry. I think it's got a pretty good leg up. Best MILF movie. Anal MILF Maids, Burning Angel. Axel Braun's MILF Fest 3, Cougar's Revenge from She Will Cheat, Dread vs. MILF, Jules Jordan, Hardcore Gangbang, Minxy MILFs from Kink, Hot Wives and Their Dirty Desires, Adam and Eve, Interracial and MILF 2 from Blacked, Mandingo's MILFs 2 from Archangel, MILF Fidelity 3 from Kelly Madison, MILF Performers of the Year, Elegant Angel, MILF Private Fantasies 3, Jules Jordan, MILF Stories, New Sensations, Motherfucking Anal from Belladonna, Nacho Loves MILFs from Canal Corp, and Prime MILF 5 from Hard X. We covered some categories in the last one where I talked about kind of different types of movies within these genres, and you've got the same thing here. You've got another Dread movie from Jules Jordan. I like them all. They're all very similar. You've got the same director, the same basic crew, the same male performer. You're going to have very similar vibes. It's just instead of teens, this time he's with MILFs. It's a good movie, by the way. Really, really good movie. Honestly, looking is going to be tough to beat. Interracial and MILF, again, you've got the Lansky look, this time with a MILF theme. You have the Elegant Angel multiple star showcase movie. Just like with the newcomers, you've got the MILFs. MILF Stories from New Sensations. Some of the same companies, it's just they're putting it into a different category. As far as movies go, the Dread versus MILF is tough to beat. MILF Performers of the Year 2018 was pretty good. MILF Fidelity 3. Kelly Madison, the last couple years, the folks at Porn Fidelity, Kelly Madison, Ryan Madison, and all of their directors have really put out some impressive stuff. Okay, I was going to stop with the M's. If we go to N's, it's way too many. So we're going to go ahead and cut this one a little short. I will tell you guys, there's been some stuff going on in the industry since the last couple of podcasts that I did. Some reports of on-set abuse involving male performers, directors, and some of you have asked my thoughts on that, and I'm kind of holding off a little bit, kind of see where we go with this. One of the accusations, Stills by Allen, a director I really like. Some very serious allegations have been made. Companies are now putting out some new codes of conduct to make sure that stuff doesn't happen. Again, this is all alleged. I don't have any knowledge that something did or did not happen. But obviously, it's very serious charges. Also, some reports of on-set abuse by male performer Marcus Dupree. You guys have heard me talk about how great I think he is in his scenes on this podcast. But again, if true, we're talking about some very serious bad stuff, and it feels like it's happening more often, and there's more reporting and more talk, but I'm not sure that things really change. And what seems to happen is, people rush out to try and change things, and then you get opportunists who come in and jump all over it and act like they're going to save the industry. But ultimately, it comes down to human behavior. This is a tough industry. It sexualizes people in ways that not most industries do. And I have no problem with that. I'm a big fan of the product this industry puts out, and I think there's some great people in the industry. But the fact is, it's a different beast. And I think we really have to think long and hard about ways to change it. And, it's easy and it sounds glib for me to say, just treat fucking people with respect. But ultimately, isn't that what that's about? I mean, I've been on lots of sets. I've directed a couple movies. I've shot camera for others. I've done lighting for some. I've been there covering as a journalist. And it doesn't take much to just be decent. And I'm not sure why this seems to be happening more. Maybe it's not happening more. Maybe it's just being reported more. And if that's the case, maybe that's what it's going to take to bring it to light. I don't know if these charges are true. I have no way to know that. Unfortunately, also in the last year, we've had some false allegations, which only muddies the waters. And then we get caught up in the politics of the real world. And there's a lot going on. It really does boil down to treating people with respect and dignity. The outside world doesn't treat porn performers and sex workers with dignity. And that bothers me a lot. Like I said, I like the product. I realize this industry sexualizes human beings in a way that, maybe isn't always the most healthy. But I love women. I respect women. I love the performers. I respect what they do. There's probably a whole podcast of its own worth of content just talking about the way people treat performers and sex workers, but that will be for another time. For now, I'm going to go ahead and end this one. I am Roger Pipe from Roger Reviews, and you've been listening to our 2019 AVN Awards podcast. Again, I love your feedback. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com, or just hit that feedback button. If you've got a question, a comment, a criticism, whatever you'd like, just send it over. We can talk about it in the next podcast. We've got about halfway done with this series, so thank you for listening, and talk to you soon.